And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, rock god Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, rock god Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Pete is still out traveling. We're finishing up our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats Katmai trip, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from him later in the show. But, man, Corey and I are going to have a great one today. We got the man. It's not even fair to call these guys real mechanics. They're like real wizards and surgeons, and going to be a great time today. Cal and Eric Sheets joining us from Cal's Two-Speed Reels. Going to be lots of great info, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out as available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habits, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And sure, a fun show ahead of us today, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding, buddy. We're super stoked to have the boys in here, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal Two Speed Reels. And like I was saying, when you know, it's certainly not to say the mechanics. It's more like having the surgeons of the reels are in studio today. It's going to be a great one. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Great, great. Cal, pull that mic right real close to you there. Certainly going to be a lot of fun. And man, what a perfect time to have a couple of guys in here. And I can't imagine what things have been like at Cal's Two Speeds with, you know, everybody these days wanting to catch bigger and bigger fish on small reels. And, you know, you guys are kind of the people that are able to make it happen. Well, now not only is that the want, but it's the need, because everything is tackle testing right now.
Absolutely. In fact, I think a lot of guys are trying to go too small. they need to, especially daytime fish, they need to use a little bigger gear.
It's pretty wild what's going on. Now it's not something new. Now all of a sudden having, you know, fish in excess of 100 pounds, you know, on an overnight and a day and a half trip. It's just what we do now, and that's kind of always been, you know, the specialty of Cal's is you guys handle big fish.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we're getting guys coming in that are saying,
oh, yeah, how'd you do? And he goes, oh, well, it's okay. I only got, like, one over 100. And you're like, really? You know?
Yeah. This is local fishing.
Yeah, right? Totally. So for those that are lesser familiar, kind of explain what it is that you guys do at Cal's Two Speed, and why is it called, you know, why is it called Cal's Two Speed? You know, a lot of people are unfamiliar with the story of what you guys do.
Years ago, when the reels started coming out as two speeds, there was an awful lot of guys had the one-speed specials, like the Internationals at the time. And I have a machine shop, and I also am an engineer. So I basically reverse-designed the two speeds that the manufacturers made and put them into the older reels. And we've been doing that for 33 years. Wow. And the first of this month, we quit doing two speeds.
So no kidding.
The older reels now have, the problem is you can't buy parts for them.
Sure.
So a guy spends the money to have it done, and it's getting more and more costly to do because of there's not the volume, et cetera, that I just felt it was just the smart thing now to pull out of just doing the two speed conversion stuff, because you take $300 or $400 from a fellow and a little part breaks, and you say, sorry, you can't fix it.
Yeah.
So it's just not the right thing to do. So we pulled out of that. We have been over the years, as more and more two speeds coming out, we've been custom building them, making to fish the heavier lines here on the West Coast. Funniest thing is I do a lot of light line stuff on the East Coast. So you know, we try to match to what you do. And then we've also put different gear ratios in reels depending on what people want to do with them. As you get a little older, you need a little more help, so a little lower low gears. The manufacturers are building the reels very well that we can actually push them a lot harder than they do out
sure.
of the box.
And that's kind of, you know, that's it. Like, everything about the reel you guys handle. And for some, it might be just, you know, I want to make more drag pressure. I want it to be easier to turn the handle. I want it to cast better. Whatever it is, that's what you guys do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And there's not a lever drag two-speed reel that exists that couldn't benefit from a little something. You know, they don't make every reel to cover every scenario, but you guys can tweak somebody's tackle so that it's perfect for what they're going to do.
We build the reel to match the customer, what they want to do with it. People ask me, what's blueprinting mean? Building the reel to match your requirements.
Okay.
And, you know, it can be costly, depends on how far you want to go, but if we match your requirements and it gives you the ability to catch the fish you want to catch, that's all that counts.
And explain some of the benefit of doing that. You know, I mean, a lot of us have gear out there and, you know, don't know what that benefit is or could be or would be. And all I know is, you know, when I took my Italica 20 out last time I hooked a bluefin, I caught it. So how do I make that experience better?
We try to make the reel perform better by the drag curve matching what you want to do with it, the gear ratio as somebody like yourself doesn't need lower low gear ratios. Somebody like myself, which I'm quite a few years older and not nearly as strong, we can put a lower low gear into the reel so that if you can turn the handle, you can bring the fish up. If you can't turn the handle, you're not bringing the fish in.
Totally.
We do that. We also even put some for like all the jigs and stuff. We're now putting special higher high speeds in reels for people. Mm-hmm. It's just we are just a niche market. Company, we only, you know, handle just a very small percentage of the fishermen that just want everything kind of tricked out to their requirements.
And Eric, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lower low gear, that is flat out going to just make it physically easier on you to turn the handle. You line the two reels up and you put the same amount of load on both, the same 100-pound bluefin. The reel that you guys have then tricked out is just flat out physically easier for you to turn the handle with.
Oh, for sure. But like my dad was saying, that it's not for everybody.
Right.
Even, you know, I get a guy that comes in that's 25 and strong, you know, strong as can be, or a guy that's, you know, getting up there in age. And yeah, it definitely makes a difference for some. But some just don't need it.
Sure.
But we've had guys that we've done their reels for years and say, yeah, go ahead and blueprint it and do the drags and everything else like that. And they'll come back 5 years later or whatever it is. Hey, well, yeah, these fish are getting a little bit tougher, and hey, can you put that low gear that I didn't want in? Can you put that in now?
Now maybe I'm ready.
But,
and it's everything. It's everything to a reel. You know, I don't want us to get hung up on gear ratio. You make a reel free spool better. You make the handle bigger. You make whatever it is to make it right for what a scenario is.
I was going to say, but when guys come in, usually the questions that I'm asking are, what other kind of gear do you have? And what kind of trips you're going on? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're, you know, typically when we weren't getting these bigger fish like this, and you're going on half days, days, and stuff like, it's not needed. We can blueprint and do the drags and service the whole reel and everything, but typically you didn't need that stuff.
Okay.
But now with the bigger bluefin
around. You're going out and, you know, I've had so many people come in, hey, yeah, I was out there fishing and we're right near the Royal Polaris out there with all the jet skis and everything because they're right off. They said, I could see the lights on at houses up, you know, near Del Mar and stuff like that where they were.
In a year where when you jump on a full-day trip on the San Diego or the Liberty and you have a legitimate shot at a 200-pounder, then, a little bit of cow love on one of your reels is probably not a bad call.
It does help. It does work. We also, for people who don't know what size braid, et cetera, and capacities, we can give them a little bit of a lead to it. We also do put braid on for guys. We do a lot of, especially the smaller reels, we do what we call stacking the braid, where we'll actually put a lighter braid underneath to get more capacity and the heavier braid up on top. I've got a few people that with flat falls, they kind of want to know exactly where they're at. Now, there's two ways of doing it. One's the easiest way. You just mark it with a felt pen and hopefully it doesn't bleed too bad. But I have some guys that say, no, I want to be able to know exactly where it is. So we'll put, say, 50 to 75 yards of white spectra on top, and then another 50 yards of a yellow.
Sure.
And then maybe a Patriot, which is a red, white, and blue for 60 yards. Well, you've got a pretty decent drop now that you know where you're at within reasonable range. It's a little more expensive because you're doing a lot of splicing, but it's something we're doing now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Boy, certainly some great stuff. And what is it that keeps you the busiest now? You know, I'm sure in the beginning, like you said, it was converting a 30T to a two-speed. Well, now there's so many reels that you service, and it sounds like the types of service have expanded so much. What is it that keeps you guys the busiest?
It is seasonal, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, now it's the Fathoms and Torques and Talicas. I mean, that's a huge portion of our business locally here. Then there's times of the year where I'm doing we just got done doing a ton of 80 wides and 130s for guys on the East Coast.
Okay.
We're very fortunate. Their season back there that they want to get their reels done is when we're not as busy here with our local stuff. And so we kind of go from working on very large reels down to quite small reels during the year, depending on which season it is and which coast it is.
That's interesting. Is it the bluefin thing back there? Or?
No, it's yacht owners that want everything.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, when you have multi-million-dollar yachts and they fish sailfish tournaments and whatever, I mean, it's amazing how light we build 130s for as little as 20 pounds of drag.
Get out of here.
And that's what they want.
Sure.
But they also want, with 20 at strike, they want 40 to 45 at full. So we have to recam them and rework them and just to match them out. And so it has really from one year to the next, you don't know. And then suddenly we get people from the Northeast that are the giant bluefin, and they want 100 pounds of drag on their reels.
It brings up a question when you talk about lighter and heavier and making more drag, making less drag. Do you guys see a lot more of the, you know, call it the lesser expensive tier of reel, the Speedmaster to Talica, the Fathom to Torque? Do you guys get a lot of, you know, using that, call it a middle class or upper middle class reel, and then are you able to tweak it out where it performs as good as the more expensive cousin, you know?
Yes and no.
Usually, okay. Yeah, I mean, usually there's some of the reels that they're just a less expensive reel. They've used a little bit cheaper bearings and a little bit of the stuff like, some are like that. And some are pretty close to, you know, its big brother of those type of reels, whether you're, you know, dealing with all the different manufacturers. So,
and is it still worth the time and the effort if you have that class of reel? You know what I'm saying? Like, worth taking my Fathom Decal and having you trick it out, or should I have saved that cost and, you know, use that for my yellowtail and smaller tuna and then invest that in that top tier class of reel?
That depends on whether you can afford it.
Sure.
There are, you know, if the Fathom is the reel that you can afford and still be able to afford going fishing, you use it until it needs a good service. Granted, when we service it, it's a little more than just a good service. We machine stuff in, get them to free spool better, but then go ahead and do it at that time. Mm-hmm. And it gives you that reel that you can handle larger fish with cast and get a little better free spool. But at the same time, it doesn't break the bank.
Sure.
Doesn't make it so you can't afford to go fishing.
That's well said.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. Interesting. It's all interesting to me. I just love the engineering aspect of it all. You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, we got a great show going today, Corey.
We really do. We have 2 hours full ahead of us with these two engineers in studio with Cal and Eric Sheets. And if you want to give us a shout, the lines are full. I mean, I already have questions for these two guys, Rick.
Totally.
But we'll give the number 213-432-1090. We're giving away, actually very gracious of you two to bring in, a $125 gift certificate get to one lucky caller to have that work done.
Yeah, up to that value, it's a service, right, for basically any of that reel we had talked about. That's the Talica, the Fathom, the Speedmaster, the Torque, you know, that like most popular style of reel. And this is basically a full, you know, it's a full spa day.
We go completely through those any one of those models. The nice thing that most people don't know is, like on the Talicas and the Speedmasters, parts are basically interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the Speedmaster's bearings are a little more iffy, but one goes out, you put a Talica bearing, a better quality. And then you picked up one thing there. Several. Same with the Fathoms and the Torques, all the gearing. So if I had to make a set of gears for somebody, it does fit Fathoms and Torques or Speedmasters and Talica.
That's awesome.
So as you can hear, I mean, it's just a wealth of information in studio today. So again, 213-432-1090, or you can shoot us a text on the app, Rick.
That's been a lot of fun, too. Yeah, the text, the show option certainly has grown hugely in popularity. If you want to get that one, it's an easy free download of the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can find it anywhere you buy your apps, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Just search the Let's Talk Hookup app. It'll fire right off. It's definitely the easiest way to listen to the show, for sure. Anywhere you go, anywhere you have service, you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to all the past episodes, and one of the options is text the show, and those will fire right to us.
All right. And hey, we're going to be back to read those and take your calls when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. Get your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check Resort Kona Kai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, just fun stuff here, Rick, with the engineers and...
So much cool stuff, and I know that this has got to, like you say, Corey, this is up your alley because you're that same thing to your craft. You know, it's like,
yeah.
you know, take it and tweak it and make it better. And,
right,
you know,
just make it different.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this, you know, fishing lures exist, but you're, you know, you have that same mind, like, I'm going to make this different, and this is, I'm building a better mousetrap, and it's
yeah.
kind of that same thing with the reel side of it. I dig it.
That's pretty darn cool. And, yeah, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's the number here to the Mightier 1090, and Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, we got so much cool stuff going on and so much good information. I thought we'd start it off with one of those texts that we get again via the Let's Talk Hookup at. It says, please ask the real legends, Cal and Eric, if they have any experience working on the new Saltiga 2 speeds. I have a 16 and 55, but I'd like them to be blueprinted for myself. That's Phil from Costa Mesa.
No, we have not, because we haven't had the request yet.
There's got to be a first person to send it in, right?
If he would like to give me a call at our shop and talk to me about it, let me know what he's looking for on it, we would be glad to try one.
Sure.
Yeah, and we usually recommend that the guys try the reel first, because... You know, they would say, well, can you improve it? Well, let me know where you think it's
right,
lacking.
Right, sure.
From a testing standpoint of, we get some guys say, hey, it might need a different ratio, or it needs more drag, or whatever those things may be.
Right, because you have to start with the baseline, right?
Right.
Like, hey, I want the low to be lower, or the low is just too low,
hey, it just needs to be cleaning service, and make it spin a little better, or whatever the deal is.
The drag curve, or something like that. We need to know... We'd like to have him use it. Then if we do it, if he doesn't feel a difference, we want to know that, hey, you know, because
we like to say that it's worth it to do it. So, yes. You know, I mean, it's not – we don't want to just take your money. We want to make it better.
You guys have mentioned drag curve a couple of different times. What does that mean? What does that – explain that.
Okay. Different size line. You know, depends on what percentage you like to fish. You know, I generally recommend 25%, but it's up to a third. And we build a reel to try to match that, so that when a person puts the reel in gear, he doesn't go halfway to strike before he has drag and then just has his drag. We like to make it so just after you put it in gear, you have a light drag, and then you have the drag amount that you want to strike. So, therefore... If you're fishing heavier line, you'll need a little higher drag curve. Fishing lighter line, we need to put a little lighter curve into it. So it just depends on the model of the reels. Some of the reels, we don't build a curve as the actual curve for you on that, like the fathoms and stuff like that. We'll build a fathom to, say, fish up to 60.
Mm-hmm.
Now, occasionally I do get a guy who will say, no, I never want to fish more than 30 pound on it. I say, okay, then I'll do a little different on your drag curve.
Mm-hmm.
But on models like that, for most people, it's not as precise as it is on, like, on the Internationals and on the Tiagras, where you do have a usable cam that you can work with, remachine, and everything else.
So you're getting more range in the pressure that makes sense for you.
Yes.
You know,
because
when a Talica is produced, it's produced at this size reel, and you might be on the East Coast fishing sailfish,
sure.
or you might be on the West Coast fishing big bluefin.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yep.
you're just gonna further dial it in. So instead of it being workable for a sailfish and a bluefin, you're not gonna make it workable for a bluefin. You're gonna make perfect for it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you know, the four of us as we sit here, we may fish all fish the same reel. Completely different.
Mm-hmm. They have different styles.
Different styles and stuff like that. I mean, you've talked to guys that rail fish or guys that just, hey, I let the fish run out there forever, or other guys that are just fishing stupid tight drag.
Yeah.
You know, it just everybody's different.
That's cool. And the other benefit is you guys have been at this your whole life, Eric, this is what you guys do. So you're able to, because what I foresee is a lot of people that are really into it and have this gear and want to go big bluefin fishing, and maybe they've caught a couple, but they might not know the right questions, you know, but you guys do and can walk a guy down the line. Hey, I can just hear that out of Eric. You know, well, what is it that you do? How long are your trips and what reel and what size line? And, you know, you're going to be able to pull the information out of somebody to properly outfit.
Yeah, and I mean, I get guys that say, you know what, I've never checked my reels with a scale. I do it all by hand. It's hand and feel. Other guys are specific. No, I fish 10 pounds here, 15 pounds here, or this reel, and some guys are super specific. So we just kind of go, you figure out which angler that you have, you know, in front of you there, and just try to help them the best that you can.
That's cool. Yeah, I dig it.
I dig it.
Yeah, super fun.
And Roy was talking about, you know, their first trip going out, Rick, with Wahoo.
You know,
I heard him talking about that. I mean, I can only imagine what you could do with reels to turn it into higher speed and
it is a lot of fun. So you know, like, well, one of the first a few years into this, Cal was trying to find a good reel or something to fish Wahoo with, but if you also hooked a tuna, you had a chance, and that's where the 12T that he ended up coming up with, that's 5-1 in the low gear and 2.3-1. I mean, way back in the day, we were two speeding reels for the owner of Penn.
Wow.
On his 12T.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he goes, you know,
cool,
my dad's like, well, here we can, we just figured they were going to copy it. And he goes, no, Cal, that's your thing. You did it.
That's
you came
cool.
up with it. I'll just get mine done and this and that. And you know, you're not putting a bad name to the reel or anything. You're doing a quality job at it and stuff. So
how cool is that?
It gives me the chills. That was a lot of fun.
Talking about higher speed reels for the Wahoo.
Yeah.
I converted a Fathom 42 speed to 7-1.
Wow.
60 inches of line every turn your head.
60 inches of line.
You have to be strong.
I call them the rocket gears. I mean, it is just crazy. I mean, it's...
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And it's a complete niche reel. I mean, you're not using it for... You know, everyday stuff around here, but for Wahoo and different stuff like that,
it's like the perfect reel.
It's 7.1-1 in the high gear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's moving.
But it has a low gear, so if you do hook a tuna, you can push the button and go into it.
That's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Well, Corey, the phones are packed up. Let's jump into it. I'm excited. It's going
to
be fun.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Vinny. Vinny, calling from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Vinny.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
I got a couple of questions, one for Ricky and then one for Cal and the guys. So I guess the first one, I see a lot of yellowtail in the camps, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what the hot ticket is on that. And then the other one is for the real guys, Cal and them. I have an old, I don't know how old it is, the Shimano TLD 32 speed. And when I was fishing on the Royal Polaris a couple of months ago, and I had that was their loaner gear, and I didn't know if that was the case, I probably would have brought mine. But they said they had it rebuilt. They removed like a bar or something, and they had it like gone through and rebuilt. Maybe you guys can kind of explain. Can I have that rebuilt and possibly use that for the bigger bluefin tuna? Because I just recently bought a Talica 22 speed, and that was great. But I'm wondering, can I also use that, like, because I want to use one for a flat fall and then use also possibly the other one for a sinker Maybe you guys can elaborate on that a little bit, please.
Great question. Yeah, that's great.
The TLD 30 is a tremendously well-made reel. It has been around since basically Shimano brought out two speeds. And we don't recommend spending the money to put a topless frame on it. It's by the time you do all that, you're putting a little bit too much money, I think, in that older reel. But at the same time, we do go through and we service them and we'll bring them up so that it'll fish probably 60 pound on it. You have to be a little more careful because it is a graphite frame. And so if you're a harness fisherman, then you don't want to push it as hard. But if you're rail fishing, you should be absolutely fine as long as you put a good clamp on it. Yeah, they have a fairly large capacity. That's a pretty nice reel.
During the time, you know, in whatever, 2005, when all that big bluefin, or not big, big yellowfin was around in relatively short order, and that was the kind of heyday of that reel, and it was so light, and it free-spooled good. But the issue was that, you know, it was graphite, and graphite got exposed as not being as strong because we fished them all in a belt and harness back then.
Yeah, right.
And so, the rod is pulling down, and your harness is pulling back and diagonal, and it was, you know.
It kind of jammed up the frame and everything, and that's where they were having a few of the problems.
What a lot of people didn't know is actually the frame didn't fail first. The shaft would bend slightly. The spool would then hit the frame, lock up, and then the frame would break.
Gotcha.
Very interesting.
We found it by accident because we had one come in and we were going to rebuild it, and I just happened to have the shaft there on a flat surface. And I rolled it, it was lumpy, and I what's going on? So I checked it, and right at where the lock ring is, it had bent a little bit. Just doesn't take much because there's not a lot of clearances. And so that's why I think, you know, especially with a harness where you're really putting a lot of load, the rail, yes, puts a fair amount of load, but not as much as you do with a harness. You're not flexing it back the other way. So that's why I think it would be fine for 60 pound. I don't know if I'd fish any heavier.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're talking about for bigger fish, I would do that the Talica 20. And I mean, we see a lot of guys that are on this, on the TLD, they'll put 80 pound Spectra on it and they'll fish the top shot at 50, 60, maybe even a light 80 pound. But to be honest, you're going to want, for any of these big fish, and I say big fish, to me, and I know everybody describes it different. Anything above, let's say 125, anything above that, you're going to want a heavy duty reel, an aluminum reel like that is what I was going to say. No matter what the manufacturer is, you're going to want something that's got a backbone to be able to get these 200 pounders, 300 pounders, you know, maybe even four. Are we going to get a five this year?
So you guys have seen so much of that graphite frame. What is it that the more heavy duty aluminum frame does for you over a lighter weight graphite frame?
Well, the graphite frames will flex a lot more, where the aluminum will not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the design of the reel, a lot of people the TLD 30 has not had that much frame problem. It was the TLD 50 because it's so tall.
Mm-hmm. There's just more room to torque.
Well, and not only that, if you talk to people and ask the questions, how did you break it? Of the people that I talked to that happened to have broken one, 90% of them were setting up their harness. They were not fishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were setting their harness up, and instead of having the line coming off the rod pulling the reel one direction, your harness pulling the other, they were pulling on the rod tip, and you had everything through the harness lugs and nothing counterbalancing it.
You had one-way pressure,
And
you were just pulling
that's
on it there.
That's how they broke. And
Very interesting.
But they weren't
right?
fishing it. You know, I mean, when you have the line pulling in one direction, that you have a counterbalance on it.
That's cool. So just to finish Vinny's question, your opinion of that reel, it's going to work for 60-pound the way that it is?
Yes.
And rather than maybe spending all the extra, because if you're talking about doing all the service work that you guys would provide and the additional cost of buying that aluminum topless frame, you're starting to touch the price of just getting another Talica.
And that's what we tell the guys. Just go ahead and have it serviced, whether it's your local tackle shop or us, and just fish it. It's a great reel, and then and you probably can save the couple hundred extra bucks doing that.
To service that reel, we're in the $50 to $75 range to service that reel. And we generally do get a little better free spool out of it, a little more free spool out of it than they do out as a normal thing, a couple little things that we've found. And the parts for it, like if your cam is getting tired, they're quite reasonable.
But if you start talking new frames and new gears and all of those things, now you're into the couple $100 range, and you should probably put that towards the next one.
Yes, that's right.
That's great info. Appreciate that for sure.
I love it. That's good stuff.
Totally. With that, we're going to find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda, cast tour standing by. Today they're sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts and take them with you on your mobile device. Check out the new enhanced water contour feature. It's a really cool addition to Terrafin. It's no wonder that Terrafin is the professional choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com. And we got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Morning, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Good show, buddy.
We're having fun, Cass.
I know. You guys are always having fun, but... Hey, the Baja is doing very well from Loreto all the way down to the very tip there at Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo. But we'll start off with Loreto. It is Dorado time down there. Not a lot of big fish right now, but they're, you know, they are getting, you know, those 5 to 15, 20, 25 pound fish a day, an occasional 30. But there's also striped marlin in the mix down there and some sails. So there's some good fishing going on down up in Loreto, but also, you know, for this time of year, there's a good yellowtail bite going up towards San Bruno and Punta Popito. Fishing a little deeper because those fish do like cooler water, so they are getting some nice quality yellowtail there also. We're moving down to La Paz there. My good buddy Joe Barcimo just got back from down there visiting some family, and he said, gosh, there's a lot of striped marlin. And I guess those striped marlin are in pretty thick all the way from La Paz to East Cape and into San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. Just a fabulous striped marlin year this year. So guys that haven't caught a marlin, they want to, you know, go catch them. Now's the time to go. And please release those doggone fish. You know, I see a few still, you know, hanging and dead fish, dead marlin on the beach. And they're not that good to eat, you know, so I think just release them. We also, down in San Jose del Cabo there, up at the Island Bank, and those banks there, they just up the road there from Punta Gordo. Pretty good bite on yellowfin tuna. Not a lot of big fish, you know, 15 to 25, occasional 40, 50-pounder. They're catching those on the dead sardinas and drifting the chunks of squid. Also, they are getting Dorado down there. And then, of course, all along the beaches, from Moreto all the way down to Cabo, La Paz, East Cape area, good rooster fish bite. So there's plenty of roosters down there, and I've been seeing some pictures of some nice quality 50, 60-pound roosters being caught. And here again, release those fish. They're not good to eat. I mean, they are edible, but they're not good to table fare. You know, if you're stranded on an island, you haven't eaten in about a month, I'm sure it'd be very, very good. But please release those roosters. They're such a great, great game fish. But anyway, Ricky, that's a report for this week. I do have one spot on Corey's and our trip down to Lake El Salto, January 26 to 30.
Nice.
Anybody wants to join us on that fabulous largemouth bass fishery there at Lake El Salto can give me a call on that. Also, for our Columbia peacock bass trip, February 10 to 20, I got two spots left on that. Fishing for those giant peacocks and, of course, the vampire fish, the payara is there, and a variety of other fish there that we catch there in Colombia. Give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Great report, cast man. And Corey was doing a little pre-field research, a little probing for your trip, you know, making sure everything's...
A little R&D.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's got to keep them in line, you know?
Exactly. And you're going to be happy to know, Cass, sounds like the research was real good.
Yeah.
You said great fishing down there, Corey?
Yeah, it was actually very good fishing. You know, we had one afternoon session where we had close to 30 fish between 6 and 7 pounds.
Oh, my God. You ready for some of that, Cass?
Nice.
Yes.
Quality.
Like super good.
I can't wait, Corey.
Yeah.
There's only one thing better, though. In January, you're not getting chased off the lake by lightning and thunderstorms. So. I'm looking forward to January, Cass, man.
Well, Cass, if somebody wants to go to Salto with both yourself and Corey, want to do the Columbia trip or any other great destinations that we travel, one more time, how do we find you, Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that very much. Great report. Hey, I want to remind you, big event coming up on our next San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote Broadcast. It's Saturday, August the 7th, and coming up in a couple weeks at North County Ford in Vista. It's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's your own charter of the Blackjack. You can win an AFCO Anhydrous foul weather gear set, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's tons of giveaways, too, during the shows just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We're going to see you again Saturday, August the 7th at North County 4, just off Highway 78 and Vista Way.
Saturday, August 7th. That sounds like a good time,
Rick. That's right in our backyard.
Yeah, that's the good.
You might even see Cal there with his hot rod car.
I like to hear that. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to the California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, 4 days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, now time to talk about some great gear from Shimano. And, you know, it's hard to, when we're talking about the greatest reel out there and, you know, tricking things out with the guys, it's hard not to think Talica. And there's just not been a better, in my opinion, reel for that lightweight, easy to cast, everything you want out of a reel. It's Shimano Talica. Great free spool, great power and torque. Absolutely love them. And what a great platform to then send to the boys to have them trick it out exactly for you. You know,
are they available now? You have them at the shop?
Get them as we speak. Walk in there and get your Talica. You know, obviously this year's been crazy and shops have them and they come in and they come out. But yeah, right now you can, you know, it's the reel that's available and ready for you and ready to be tuned up to exactly your style fishing. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. Check out Shimano.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel.
travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a fun time, Rick. And if you want to join us with Cal and Eric Sheets, some killer information, some cool stuff, 213-432-1090 is the number, Rick.
Yeah, we're having great fun, great times and great phone calls. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Also, again, text the show option. Lots of great texts coming through. It's been a lot of fun. The phones are absolutely packed solid. I know everybody's excited to talk to Cal, talk to Eric. Corey, why don't we jump back into it?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Bob? Bob Cohn from Lakeside. Welcome to the show this morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning,
Bob.
Got a question for you. Got a question for you regarding a first generation Avett JX 2-speed. First of all, they come from the factory, and I guess they all of them still do with a dry drag. Is there any benefit to put in greased carbon tex drags? And second question is, can that reel be upgraded to the stats that the JX Raptor has? And is it even worth doing?
No. Yes, you could, but it's cheaper to sell that reel and buy yourself a new Raptor. Yes. I mean, we don't even work on the single disc non-Raptor reels anymore because people were wanting too much out of them, mm-hmm. and we were having, you know, just problems with the bearings holding up and stuff like that. So we have decided to only work on the Raptors and their larger EX models.
What is the Raptor to the non?
The Raptor is a twin disc drag reel. It has two drag washers or two metal plates up against one drag washer. So therefore, you don't need as much pressure inside to get the same amount of drag.
Got it.
And that reel, the Raptor, will hold up much, much better, be able to fish the braid with a heavier size lines and stuff like that without a problem.
I think that's one of the things that I like about, you know, Cal and Eric so much is that you have no problem telling somebody, hey,
straightforward.
Man, yeah, this just isn't worth the time. You know, you could take that job on to every person. Heck yeah, I can make that thing as much pressure, but you guys clearly have no problem saying, hey, this one's not worth it. This one is. Let's put our money towards this one on that one. Hey, keep it as a spare. Sell it online. Make a few bucks, and let's put that towards the next.
It's all our reputation. I mean, we don't do any advertising, anything like that. It's we live on our reputation.
That's awesome. And I spent 14, 15 years across the aisle from you at Fred right. Hall Long
yes.
Beach, and I've seen the reputation. it's several deep.
Yes. Well, yes. Been very fortunate.
Speaking of that, what is it, when and where and how do we get all this kind of stuff done? You know what I mean? Like, if I got the reel now, is it something that we want to just give to you in the off season so you have the time to work on it? Do we do it now? I got a trip in 3 months. Like, how does all that kind of stuff work?
You know, it's a little bit of both as far as, you know, I generally suggest give us a call, and mm-hmm. we can try to figure out when your next trip is. You know, if it's in a week or two, we may not be able to get it. But, look, we like to take our toys fishing, too, and sure. everything. We understand. You want to take that reel fishing, and you want to check it out. You want to do all this. Just kind of let us know when your trip is, and we just kind of go from there. Some guys do it just straight out of the box. They'll have us trick it out, and then they'll come back later. So what did I just pay for? I don't even know. I just,
sure.
The reputation is there, and I know I'm supposed to take it to you, but what did I just do?
Yeah.
So what I generally suggest is if you just don't know and it's a new reel to you, fish it.
Yeah, sure.
Fish it. Have fun. Again, like we were talking about with new models, know what it does for you.
What you're trying to achieve. Yes. Like you said, start with a base point and work from there.
Yeah, if you get a hold of it and it's already tricked out, you almost can't appreciate how
right.
you know what the trick part is.
Yeah.
But
and,
again,
Rick, like Vinny was asking in Costa Mesa, I mean, do you work with the long fin? Do you, I mean, Fisherman's Landing, like they drop it off with Rick or the boys at the shop?
We do work with some tackle stores, yes.
Yeah. I mean, each one's individual. You just kind of have to check with them. I mean, we get reels in from tackle shops, and, you know, some guys send it to us direct, too. So,
yeah.
And we get, a few guys each day that come in, but normally it's UPS, FedEx, you know, Postal Service and stuff that bring them in. But
and you can work, you know, you guys have done this for so long, you can work with somebody over the phone. That thing that we were talking before, hey, I'm not exactly sure what I need or want. They can call and talk to one of you guys.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. At least 50% of our reels are from the East Coast, mm-hmm. so they're not bringing them out. I mean, but we, you know, we talk to them on the phone, talk to the, more often not, it's the skipper, not the owner of the boat, just what he wants them to do, and then they send them out, and we build to match what he wants it to have.
Yeah. That's cool. As you could tell, we're having a lot of fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I dig it. And it's awesome. Honestly, it's nothing but smiles.
Yeah,
I mean, they
right.
love what they do, Rick.
Well, this
cool.
is a fun text that came through, a question. This is Mark from Escondido. Hey. Guys, can you powder coat my reel or anything to change its color while you have it apart? Sure, it would make it easier for me to find it on the sport boat. You guys have any requests of those kinds?
We've had anodizing. You absolutely cannot powder coat them.
Okay.
Because it adds material to the spool and to the frame, and then they don't rotate.
Yeah, and you're dealing with tight tolerances and everything else like that.
And the powder coating does the entire thing. It doesn't just,
Well, you do it in parts. You have the parts apart, right. And then you do it. Well,
entirely.
It might screw back together, but I had a good friend that he thought it was real good, and then we had to strip them all back apart because the reels just wouldn't work. There are some people who will re-anodize them. I'm not really in favor of it because if your reel isn't brand new, you have any nicks, dings, scratches in it that when they strip the old anodize off, if there is any little bit of corrosion, you'll suddenly get a big hole that you didn't even know you had.
Right, right.
And you can't cover it up, you know, type of thing. But we have done some. I've got some customers who want their spools to really last real well, and they'll actually send the reels in to us. We'll pull the spools out, and I send them up to my anodizer, and we will strip, but we do not strip the bearing bores. Most anodizers just strip the whole spool. We actually charge it's extra, but we have the spool bearing bore spools masked so that the bearing bores don't change size. Then they strip them, and we have them hard anodized. Generally, it's always black, hard anodized black, and then they take the masking back out of the spool, out of the bearing bores, so they stay. And it has cut down the corrosion on the spools drastically. But it's not cheap.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
Like I said, I mean, like we were talking about earlier, you have all different kinds of anglers.
Yep.
This is a guy that says he knows what he wants and everything else like that. And he just says, yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
But it's not for everybody.
Sure. And so the idea of that is that the salt water may be held in place by the spectra. You've just got a super, super strong, resistance against that.
Yes. Well, the hard anodize penetrates and puts a teeny bit on the outside.
Okay.
So it's not where a regular anodize is just a coating, basically.
Got it.
So.
That's cool. That's good.
I know.
Info.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, great
text.
They've
done it all.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. Why don't we jump back to the phones, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Tom? Tom calling from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
That's great.
Good. I first wanted to congratulate Cal Sheets because they always volunteer stuff for, like Friends of Rollo and other fishing organizations. So they're always good sports about that. And I want to thank you also because I was listening, I think, last week before, and Marco from New Seaforth or Seaforth talked about their Twilight Cruises. And I went out on the New Seaforth Thursday night, and I was able to limber up these old bones and catch a calico. So I really appreciated that. I think you used to do that out of Fisherman's Landing when later in the year when the yellowfin were in, but I think since the bluefin come in, it hasn't quite happened. But also, I caught it on a spinning reel, Rick, one that you sold me about 10 years ago, a Shimano Baitrunner 12,000, still working good.
I like to hear it, Tom. Well, it sounds like it was a fun weekend, and I'm glad you're able to get out and get in on it.
It was. First time I've been out in about 2 years due to COVID, whatever. But it was a good group. You know, it was, we had 40 people, but everybody was getting along. Very, very good cooperation. Well-run boat. Well, almost every landing has good boats. I mean, they're all uniformly wonderful. But thanks again for the heads up. I appreciate it.
Hey, you got it, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Glad you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's definitely good times, right? I mean, that's what show's about, putting out good info. And in fact, we're going to hear from Marcos later in the show here.
Yeah, totally.
Fish Report.
Totally.
And meanwhile, let's talk to Mike. Mike Holm from Chula Vista. Good morning, Mike.
Well, it looks like Mike might have dropped off. Why don't we grab another Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Daniel? Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
Oh, question for Carl. Why is it that some reels, they have brass gears, and is it okay to replace them to something harder versus even that brass gears in there?
Well, because they look brass. They're more often than not, especially in the newer reels, they're bronze. They're not a brass. Okay. They're a bronze gear, so they are a little more have a higher strength, and they're actually smooth. A bronze gear will be a little smoother than a stainless gear.
Stainless gear has more strength. Bronze gear, just like you say, it's just that more smooth. You're not feeling the teeth engage with each other.
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
And generally the larger reel or the lever drag reels that we're dealing with don't have the brass gears. Now, there is some of the smaller ones that the caller is correct. There are some that does have brass, but there's not many.
And I'm assuming that, again, is one of those cases where, you know, there's not a ton of gears. You don't just go pick and choose. I'm going to go get a stainless set of gears for this one.
That's right. Somebody has to make it.
Yeah, these are things that, you know, when you guys are talking about gears you're putting into these reels, they're not just a part that you go pick up somewhere. You're physically making these gear sets.
We physically make it in-house.
Yeah, and we're not the most advanced technology shop, so these are made by hand.
Yeah.
I mean, they're it takes a long time.
I'll bet.
And that's what makes them more expensive for us.
That's it. That's a great call, man. Appreciate that, Daniel, very much. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up at the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all of our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, 1 mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast, with casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Angler's actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish into critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.